Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April the 3rd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, out there in big call universe. And thank you for being faithful to listen to the big call for all these 13 plus, yes, into our 14th year. So, kind of a statement right there, isn't it? Well, we're going to have a good call tonight. I'm excited. I hope you are. And I'm looking forward to bringing out some news. Also, I'm looking forward to a teaching from Sue, which has been just marvelous. Every teaching, it's not necessarily better than the last one, but it's just always good, and they just seem to get better and better, like a fine wine with age. But I digress. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, okay? Lord God, thank you so much for everything you've done for us to prepare us to be at this point in our life. Thank you for calling us to be here ready and now. Thank you for setting our lives in motion to achieve great and mighty things. Thank you for our future. Thank you for our current time. And thank you that we can forget some of our past as we choose to forget it and choose to move into our future together. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and will continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time, Thursday night. Bob and I are ready and listening to what you have to bring for us tonight.
Well, this is a very moving teaching, and I think it applies to a lot of things. And you decide where it doesn't apply. Resurrect what looks dead. In the Old Testament, Ezekiel saw a vision. He had this dream of a valley filled with bones. It was like a huge graveyard. Everywhere he looked were acres and acres of bones from people who had died. Bones represent things in our life that look dead. Situations that seem impossible and permanently unchanging. God told him to do something interesting, he said. Ezekiel, prophesy to these dead bones. Say to them, oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel, in this vision, started speaking to the bones, telling them to come back to life. He called in skin, muscle, and tissue. As he was speaking, the bones started rattling and coming together, just like out of a movie, morphing back into a person. Finally, God told him to prophesy to the breath and call it forth. The scripture says, as he prophesied, breath came into those bodies, and they stood up like a vast army. You may have things in your life that seem dead, a relationship, a business, your health. All you can see is a valley of dry bones, so to speak. God is saying to you what he said to Ezekiel. It's not enough to just pray about it. You need to speak to it. Prophesy to these dead bones. Call in health. Call in abundance. Call in restoration. That child who's been off course, don't just pray about him or her. Prophesy and say, son, daughter, come back in. You will fulfill your destiny. If you're struggling with addiction, don't just pray about it, but prophesy, I am free. Chains are broken off me. This is a new day of victory. Get your checkbook out and prophesy to it. All it looks like are dead bones, debt, lack, struggle. I prophesy to these dead bonds that I will lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. I'm coming into overflow. Just as with Ezekiel, if you'll prophesy to the bones, God will resurrect what looks dead. God will make things happen that you could never make happen. A friend of mine smoked cigarettes from an early age. She tried again and again to stop, but couldn't do it. She was constantly saying, I'll never break this addiction. It's too hard, and if I do, I know I'll gain so much weight. This went on for years. One day, someone told her what I'm telling you, to change what she was saying, to prophesy victory. She started saying, I don't like to smoke. I can't stand the taste of nicotine. I'm going to quit and not gain any extra weight. She said that day after day. Even when she was smoking and enjoying it, she would say, I can't stand to smoke. She wasn't talking about the way she was. She was talking about the way she wanted to be. About 3 months later, one morning, she noticed the cigarette tasted funny, almost bitter. She thought she'd had a bad pack. It got worse and worse. Several months later, it had gotten so bad she couldn't stand it anymore. She stopped smoking, and she never gained one extra pound. Maybe like her, you've spent years saying negative things over your life. I can't break this addiction. My marriage is never going to make it. I'll never get out of debt. You have to send your words out in a new direction. You're prophesying the wrong thing. Get in a habit of making these positive declarations over your life. Every day, declare that your dreams are coming to pass. It's not enough just to believe it. Nothing happens until you speak. As was true of the psalmist, when you say of the Lord, God will do what he promised. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Another winner of a teaching. Thank you for bringing that to us so beautifully. That is so, and I know that you're on a series of a lot of teachings that are talking about faith and speaking things that are not as though they were, and, you know, watching what we say, because, you know, when we speak, we declare something like that, we create a living thing, you know, and it can do several things depending on what we say. And I just like the fact that, you know, even when we pray, it's important that we speak to the problem, speak to the mountain, like you said on last Tuesday's call, Sue, speak to the mountain. Well, the mountain in Old Testament times referred a lot of times to a kingdom. Speak to the kingdom. And that's really what we're doing when we speak and when we pray. We should speak to that body to be healed, whether it's our own body or someone else that we're praying for. We speak to the problem, to the body. And I learned to pray like that probably 20 years or so ago, maybe. And, you know, it was a new way of thinking. It was a new way of praying. Instead of asking God to do something, you know, God says, well, I've given you power. I've given you the name that is above every name. Speak to the mountain. Speak to that problem. Speak to that body. Speak to those dead bones, which is what Elijah did in the Valley of the Dry Bones. And, yeah, that is a huge example of speaking life and not death. Speak life to the situation. when God lays out, I lay before you life and death, and he suggests, choose life. You know, don't choose the death, choose life. So speak life into the situation. Just like Elijah did when he proclaimed that and declared that and prophesied that. Yeah, that's really important. And I think we all have situations where we've come across and maybe we've said something negative or something that did not advance where we wanted to be or where you wanted to go in your future. And I know we're all at a crossroads right now, just about ready to get these 800 numbers. We're ready for them, at least we think we are. And when those come in, boom, we immediately step over that threshold into a new way of life, a new way of helping people, a new way of helping ourselves and being humanitarians, living like that, loving people more than we can now. But we still need to practice to love now. We have to practice that final commandment that Jesus gave his disciples, to love one another. And really, that's the most important. He said the most important of these is to love one another. So I enjoyed that teaching because I remember that story about the Valley of Dry Bones. And you can just picture the bones rattling, coming to life, you know, flesh and sinew and tissue and skin and all of that coming back on those bodies. And certainly there'll be something similar to that when the dead in Christ shall rise first at the great catching away of the Church of Christ, meaning the body of Christ. So, thank you for that teaching. Bob, what is on your mind when it comes to this teaching?
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue, for this really great start to our Thursday evening. And I love the story of resurrection as we get ready here in about 17 days to celebrate the ultimate resurrection. And I love the part about healing and using the word of the Lord for healing. It reminded me of Bruce Lee's stories when he would get injured in his martial arts competitions. He might break a finger. And at nighttime, he would sit quietly, get in touch with the universal creator that creates all, and he would ask for a little army of tiny men to be sent to the site of his broken finger, and to have those little men with wheelbarrows filled with cement and trowels, and they would straighten out the bone and they would cement it back together. And when he would wake up in the morning, his finger would be healed. And sometimes it would be healed a little too much and it would have like a bump or a calcium deposit. And so the next night he would command those same little men to file it down and make it nice and smooth for the next day. And he was calling in supernatural powers for his healing, to call him with the word of the Lord. And I started to think, well, you know, if we could call in whatever we wanted, what would we call in? If we could call in anything, what would we call in? And maybe it's, you know, freedom from like the grip of our own minds in order to better relate heart to heart and soul to soul with others. And freedom from anxiety and worry the thoughts of lack. And I started thinking, well, what would be the opposite of all those things? And I thought, well, maybe it's simply one thing, which is faith. As if I had faith that things were okay, I wouldn't have anxiety and worry. And if I had faith in God's abundance, I wouldn't have those thoughts of lack. And then I started thinking, well, what if I had unlimited faith? Then what would I try to call in? And I thought, well, it could be limitless. But a really good start would be maybe I could call in to be more like Jesus, where I'd be filled with light, and I'd be filled with wisdom and healing power and compassion. And then, as Bruce said, the most important commandment of all, filled with love.
That's good, Bob. That's right on the money. Thank you for that. And Sue, it does come down to faith, and it comes down to action in the sense of the action that we take with our faith to speak things into existence. And so the speaking to things is so important, and God tells us to do that. What do you think of that, Sue, and the concept of speaking to the body, speaking to a situation?
Well, I love what you said, Bruce, about speaking to the kingdom. I love what both of you said. And that Christ said, I've given you power. And I'm going to shape it a little so you can see it in a fresh way. And the thing that happens, I've sat with people, thousands of hours with people, and watched what they said to people, helped them train their faith and their attention so that they could direct the flow of love. That's the thing that needs to be. It's a discipline. But what happens is, and think about this as I'm saying this, most people are identifying as they speak, they're not identifying from the infinite power of Christ and love that they are. They're identifying, oh, I'm this person and I have this thing and I'm going to speak it. And what that does is it's almost as if, try to imagine you have a mirror inside of you and that mirror is showing you your full power. What if you had a mirror, a remote control, that when you needed it, which should be 24/7, but instead of it, you know, you're this person that you're trying to get faith, or you're trying to do this, or you're facing something outside of you, this mirror reflected back the truth of who you are. Infinite Christ light. Infinite Christ love. The only reason you don't know that is because the world didn't reflect it. And it's very challenging when you go out into the world. That's what Jesus faced. He owned it. He wanted us to own it. But what happens is the people practice being in the vibration of their outer selves. And they've never even really immersed themselves in the flow of the energy and the consciousness of Christ that can move mountains, that can create worlds. That's what I think we're being called to. And so when you're using your words, if you take that mirror and you imagine that instead of your everyday self, that mirror is shining the light of Christ. It's as if he's going, okay, speak like I do. But literally imagine it as like a, which is what a laser is. It's much more precise, and you've got to embody it. And so a laser is very concentrated light. And most people give up when they do these little, you know, they need it really badly, their nervous system is blocking it, all these things. And I'm not speaking, I'm speaking about helping people do this. And I'm also speaking about, I've had things, like a little thing on my arm, because I think it's, you can't talk about it and not say how you've applied it and been successful in your life. I've had things that were, you know, like a little something on my arm. And I said, this is nothing. My body has the power of Christ and miracles in it. And it went away in 3 days. I mean, I could go on, but it's a little, it's just practice owning the power to flow the current of pure Christ love, like Bob said, so that it gets strong. And the way you can do that is if you literally see there's a difference between your outer self, which most people don't identify with a lot of power in that. And so they're asking to speak words, and they kind of do it semi. I've watched this for 33 years. And if you see that current running through you, and you use your words, but this time they're charged with the light of Christ that is the pure essence of who you are, now you're starting to run that laser, supercharged, super truth, super clear, gets it into your body, and your cells know the difference, because you're not running the mixed energies of your outer self, your past conditioning. You're going to that pure thought. So that's my take on it.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Appreciate you finding that teaching. And I know we're on a track of really learning to speak life, and learning to speak positively into our lives and into the lives of other people. And let's see if we can do that tonight in our praise reports and in our prayer requests. And I have a prayer request to put out, Sue, when you're ready. I'll do that and pray for these, for certain something, if you want, while you're looking that up.
Please, okay. Go ahead.
I came to realize that there was a lot of tornadic activity Saturday, for example, in central Tennessee, and more activity late last night, early this morning in southwestern Tennessee, and I think also into Kentucky. And I just wanted to pray for the people in central Tennessee and the Nashville area that had the tornadoes. I think there were as many as 5 or 6 different tornadoes in that area. And I just want to pray for the people over there. Lord God, we just speak to the storms that are still in Arkansas, that we just speak that they would be calmed down, that winds would calm down, and that huge rain amounts would decrease, and flooding would not take place in so many of these areas that are expecting a lot of rainfall and have had a lot of rainfall already. And for the people and for those who lost their lives in Tennessee due to the storms on Saturday, Lord God, we just speak comfort and peace to those families that have lost loved ones. And we speak healing of communities, healing of homes, of families in that area, in that part of our country. We speak it all out of love in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in his name that we say these things. Amen and amen. Okay, Sue, anything else?
Yes. Let's go to, I'm going to say a prayer and ask everybody to join by realizing that we have millions of people on the call. And imagine those people either just getting in whatever way they like to pray most, or perhaps shutting their eyes to concentrate inside, into their heart, into the deeper experience of Christ in them. And imagine that they're praying for Leanna and her family. And we see Leanna and her husband Jim and her family. I guess a number of people in her family are health challenged and challenged in general. And so we see this brilliant light around them, the light of Christ. And we see them cleared of all the focus on the things that are wrong, putting their attention on what is. And we see them having an experience of literally feeling this light coming to them, feeling Christ surrounding them, and they're lifted into a new experience that their light, their thinking, their feeling is so soaked in love and power and energy, and they're speaking their healing out loud from that pure place, that they see improvement after improvement after improvement, and it could be subtle or it could be very miraculous. We're letting them and the energy of Christ work through them, but we see them healed in Jesus' name. And then we have from Pastor Scott. Hold on a second. You're right. Mm-hmm. I know. It's good to hear from him. Hold on one second. I have this all queued up. Here's Pastor Scott. Pastor Scott says, praise and prayer tonight as always. I'm praising Bruce, Bob, and Sue. They've done so much for us, Big Call Universe. We love you dearly. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's so kind.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Appreciate that. Yes.
Thank you.
And then we have prayers from is that it? Hold on one second. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Praise. Yep. That's it. Yes. Okay. So now we have Genia. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of a new month. May the days ahead be filled with the warmth of your love and the promise of new beginnings. Mm-hmm. We pray for good things, RV, social security increase, good health, mm-hmm. med beds, and the strength to face the future with hope, helping others with our humanitarian projects. We pray to be excellent stewards through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Deuteronomy 31:6, a verse from the Old Testament, encourages strength and courage, urging people to not fear because God is with them, promising never to leave or forsake them. everyone have a safe, fun, and blessed weekend, Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
Isn't that nice? And she's
we're in
a short version of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And thank you, Jeannie, for reminding me. I have something new to talk about regarding the med beds. So I'll be telling you that tonight in my segment. Thank you for giving me a quick reminder. Very good. Thank you, Sue, for bringing that out and for everybody's participation. Bob and you and me and me and you and me and Bob in the in that teaching and in prayer. It's always so good when we can pray for people. Sue, as we move into your segment, you finished up your last class last night. Tell us how everything went and any other ramifications of the class and anything else you'd like to lead us into tonight.
I'd love to talk about, this is coming in, I didn't have it prepared, but I'm realizing that this is significant. That was the closing of the 200th class, and we got on at 7:25, and we got off at 10:30. And so, what was really, to me, I always ask for how they valued the class, and I'm not going to go into that right now. But to me, what I want everybody to write down, if you can, is to find the people that you are so aligned with. And that's what we were really noticing. People were contributing, we were talking, we were learning. We come to these classes and we're really thrilled. It's not a class, it's a learning experience. We're thrilled to be together, to learn from each other. Try to create an image of what that would be like if you were working on your team and you had, literally everybody on the call said this, they have never been in a place like the pod. And we had one new person on the call and a couple of people that returned. They have never had, and that's consistent, an experience. So it's try to imagine and walk around maybe in the next few days, what would it be like if the class was repatterning reality, where you were learning, where you were growing, where you were inspired, where you were excited, where people were all different viewpoints, but they were all resonant. They were all resonating, feeling the same thing, the same purpose. Try to get a feeling of that and say, declaring, I have the most amazing team that are so excited to work with me on my project. That's a little bonus tip. So that's how it went. And I'm going to speak to what you said. I thought it was really good, Bruce, and weave it into talking about the MedBed 100. And I have a couple of testimonials. But what if, which is the case, everything we do here is about repatterning reality? And what if the reality that you thought was so solid is not solid at all? And that's where, when you said, the words that can change the kingdom, what ends up happening to people is they think spirit that they can't see, their energy that they can't see, the invisible world that they can't see, they haven't been conditioned to believe that that is more powerful than the world that they can see. That's the real crux of it. And so what if you reverse that? And we do that in the MedBed 100 and in the Quantum Leader Future Founders. Everyone in the future is going to learn how to be like an artist with clay. And the clay is divine substance or Christ substance. And so what you're doing is you're taking your pure energy in Christ and you're creating something. How do you think we create 200 classes? Where did that come from? Completely original. Every single class, tailor-made for humanitarians. Where did that come from? That came from that substance. And that's what you're going to be doing when you get the MedBed 100. You're going to be thinking, okay, I've taken in the world of thinking my body's got to break down. I've got to go to doctors. I've got to do all these things. You've hook, line, and sinker, you bought into that. I've watched the pharmaceutical ads that poison my mind. Thank God we have boomers to reverse that. But the MedBed 100 program is going to show you, okay, now I get to go with Christ, and I get to think about, this is what I want recovered. I'm going to speak into the bones of my recovery that I want my body to be free from this, 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 and this. And then you're going to get the 65 other possibilities, and it's infinite. It might spark something on your own that I could add. And you're going to learn, which is why we have two meditations, and you're going to hear it from the class, all about, you know, everybody talking about these different points. You're going to learn how to sit and craft what your soul, spirit in Christ most wants you to live through as your vehicle, as your body, the home to your spirit. So I'm going to read to you what came in today. And it said, Sue, the MedBed 100 and Quantum Leadership are amazing. Do you realize how much angst you saved us? Blessing that all that you do, thanks to Bruce and Bob as well, Mary Ann and Jack. This is another one. Sorry I couldn't make the meeting. I ended up in the hospital. If you care to use what I wrote to you, you have my permission to do so. Hopefully we can get together one day. Again, I'm totally grateful for the Dynamite MedBed packet. I devoured all the MedBed information while on my cruise, and after 27 years, I thought I could discuss the matter. However, much to my delight, my mind was open to the larger picture. And the final one was off the chart, Sue. Whole new perspective on med beds. Can't wait to get in. Seth. So here's the really big shift, which is the basis for everything we do. The shift is the outside world isn't telling you. You're going into the inner kingdom to repattern, create something new. That's repatterning reality. It's not being told, this is what you think, this is what you do, this is, but it's not like that anymore. It's not going to be like that anymore. You're going to have to work with Christ and the people around you, and think and create from what your heart knows, from what your light in Christ and love knows, And so the MedBed 100 is designed to help you walk through, slow down, notice what needs to be fixed, take the time to write it down, walk you through the interview process, write your, you know, help you focus on how to do that. Because most people, even if they're entrepreneurs, meaning people that have had to figure things out on their own, create their own work, their own livelihood, their own bubble, they don't have time to slow down. So what our programs do is they help you to slow down and really repattern at a whole new level what you're going for. So you have the MedBed 100, and that's going to take, it's very interesting, I still get questions. There's a lot of false information. That's why we were on the call late last night, because there was so much false information about the MedBeds, Bruce. Crazy. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it. And when you and I are so accustomed to, like, bantering back and forth. And let me say this, and then I'll wrap this up. What is incredibly gratitude-building for me is to have had you to talk to and our buddy to talk to, because most people have no one to process this with. And
that's one of the values.
They don't have process. They don't have the where we're getting our expert insight and really, you know, people that are actually doing and running the program. It's just not out there, which is why I decided to take that information, turn it into a class, and make it available and usable, making it like clay. I could have just gone, okay, yeah, that's great. I've got it. No, it's to be coherent,
shared.
Put in a form. Shared, exactly, Bruce, shared. So you've got the MedBed, that's $100. And then you've got the Quantum Leader Program. Let me just, that's a very unique program. And why is it unique? Because most people don't, they haven't even gotten their head into the quantum era. Quantum computing, quantum this, AI, this, that. If you don't understand this new world you're coming in to, and the how to model by going slowly and shape what you want to do about the family changes, the changes in you, the new money, the this, the that, the quantum leader, future founder, gets you grounded. So you're like, okay, I am the power, the kingdom of God is in me. I have a lot of power. I have a lot of resources. I need to get very clear and very deliberate, and as well as play with my creativity. But I need to be clear. So I'm grounded in this new world, in this new context, and that's what we walk you through. So you're really, it's almost like, okay, now I'm plugged in. I'm plugged into the new reality. I get to make the choices. You're not being told what to think, what to do, whatever. You're learning to experience the choice and the power you have to design, create, lead yourself first, love yourself first, and recreate this whole repatterning reality is going to be about knowing that you've been distracted all your life by going outside yourself for everything. It's so big, I can't even believe it. And I had really good friends that did it, and they died because of it. And they didn't make it because they didn't know how to harness their consciousness in a way that could shift
who they were, big enough. And so those two programs are going to be your start of plugging in. Who are you going to be once you get out of the med bed? Who are you going to be? Big one, and I'll finish with this. There was a discussion about, you know, my son seeing me coming back and I'm totally changed. And this good friend of mine that passed away would be worried. He was worried about coming back and being the same age as his son. And our friend Andrea, Bruce, piped in saying, mm-hmm. It happened to me. I have curly hair. I came back. My hair was straight. Those are the things that are covered in the MedBed 100. You've got, there's a lot to process and prepare for, is why these programs are designed to prepare you so you're seeing, you're internalizing, and you're priming yourself, and you can be starting to think, okay, what do I say to the son that is challenging to me when I come back? What am I going to do? What am I going to think? It's a real deep immersion in the whole experience. So that's a lot, but I think we had to be thorough tonight. So if you want to get either of those programs, please send us an email, and you're going to see our little outgoing message as of April 2nd. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put whether you want both programs. You can just say quantum and medbed, quantum, whatever combination you want, your choice. They're $100 each, and we'll send you a PayPal invoice. It'll take you about 2 minutes to process the invoice. I was on the phone with the guy doing it, and he wasn't very digital, and it took him about 2 minutes. So it's super easy. You don't have to have PayPal. It's just an easy way for you to add your debit or credit card. You will see that we are working through our orders, so send it tonight or tomorrow, whenever you're hearing this, and we will make sure that you get your program before this goes. And that's us for tonight, Bruce.
That's great. Thank you, Sue. And I'll make a reminder, too, in my segment about it. Thank you. Really very good. Bob, I think you have some good news for us regarding Myotrol. I'd like to hear that. And then a refresh on the sale, and then anything that you have regarding testimonials, all of those three things, and maybe more, would be great tonight if you can do that.
All right. Well, we can go three for three.
All right.
The maybe more, we'll have to wait.
Okay.
But Sue, thanks for your segment, Sue. I was getting so inspired. I went over to the rack and grabbed a couple of dumbbells and started doing shoulder presses while I was listening to you. I was like, yes, yes, yes. I'm getting ready. I'm not kidding. So, in regard to Myotrol, we called for an update from the trucking company this morning. And the man assigned to our case was not working today. So I insisted that they call him at his house and get him on the phone, which they did.
Oh, that's good.
And because he didn't have access to all the information, he put me on hold twice, once for 20 minutes and once for 15 minutes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Gosh.
So I got a lot of havening done and tapping.
Breathing.
Yeah. Deep breathing. It was excellent practice. By the time I got done with all the hassle, I felt great. And turns out that sometime tomorrow our my child's going to arrive in Florida, and the agent in charge of our stuff promised that he would twist everybody's arm over in Lakeland and deliver it tomorrow afternoon. And if that didn't work, he was going to get them to do it on Monday morning.
Okay.
So either way, it probably won't go out in the mail till one day anyway.
Right.
But we want to try to get it on Friday, get it all loaded into the bins right next to the shipping center so we can hit the ground running.
Right.
But that's the update.
Okay.
I do have a few testimonials. They're short and sweet. This first one is talking about the boomer boost.
Uh-huh.
And it's three. This testimony is three words. Taste is better.
Good.
Well, that's good. We're still
only
have one person out of many hundreds of people that said they liked the old taste better. Somebody said they really missed the more earthy taste. Everybody else so far said they
It's like Bob, if you have a cut, an open cut, right? Put some dirt in it. Rub it, you know. Put some dirt in it.
That's it.
Remember that, Bob?
I do. A baseball thing. So
that's right.
Here's another. This is about the dynamic combo, our Boomer Boost and Barley. It says, I started both 3 days ago. Have major energy increase. Less hunger cravings, and I just feel more balanced. And this is something we hear a lot. So the biggest complaint that people have when they go to their doctor is low energy. And when we probably have 1,000 testimonials from people saying that they got more energy when they used the Barley and Boomer Boost. And it's also very common to say that they're less hungry, which is really important because people don't necessarily want to add new things to their monthly budget. And they're like, well, if I have to spend this money on Barley and Boomer Boost, what am I going to do? I won't have money for gas for my car. Well, if you're like most people, you're going to eat a lot less food. Keep track of it. Because you might just find, like a lot of other people, that you save more money on your food bill than it costs to get your dynamic combo. Keep that in mind. Here's another testimonial from a person with less hunger. So we got one more. It's a one-line testimonial, and it's just going to speak for itself without comment. If you want perfect bowel movements, this Gladiator Barley is your product.
Yes.
Now, on to the sales. So, Bruce, we're doing a crossover sale.
Okay.
We decided to leave all those products, the 11 products that were buy one, get one half off, to leave them up on sale, along with this incredible sale with our collagen.
Oh, nice.
So the people that want to take advantage of the buy one, get one half off, it is our barley products with our lignans and probiotics, and also our number of our vitamin products and our herbal products, and you can mix them all together to get your buy one, get one half off. It's going to go on probably until Monday, Bruce. So if you're listening here on Thursday, you have through the weekend to do it, or give a call on Monday to the office if you need help. And we'll be able to help you on Monday. But then after that, that's going to go away, right? But
I'm looking to do my call on Monday, Bob. I need to talk to Stephanie.
Yep.
She'll be back Monday, so I'm going to call Monday. Okay.
Yep. Now, we also have this other sale where we're giving away free heirloom barley. So this is a collagen and heirloom barley combo special.
Right.
Where when you get your collagen, you can go ahead and add the 2-week supply, the trial size, we call it, or the travel size.
There you go.
To your cart. It's a $49.95 value, and you're going to get it for free. So even if you already have barley, go ahead and get your collagen and get your free barley and share it with somebody or use it. And this works really well. Bruce, you can take extra barley just before bedtime. And everybody I know that has tried that, it's improved their sleep, even if they're taking the Good Night formula. There's something about it that just lets you sleep all the way through the night. And so take advantage of that. And the other thing we did was if people want to just get vitamin C straight up, and we put that onto a 20% discount. And the reason that we did is vitamin C also helps with collagen quite a bit.
Right.
And so you can get it for really, really low price right now to go with your collagen and heirloom barley, and this will help with your skin and your hair, your nails, your joints. And we have lots of testimonials of people talking about their joint pain getting better right away, that people are noticing that they look younger, goes on and on. Hundreds of testimonials on that. And so, Bruce, that's it. If people want to give a call, best time to call would be to call next week, Monday, Tuesday. Tomorrow's going to be a real busy day. Stephanie's still on vacation. Raleigh and Matt are helping out with the phones. But it would be better for calling on Monday.
Sounds
that
like a plan.
That is what I have for tonight, and it's 9:59.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Well, what's important is to get in touch, but it's even more important to get to the website. Say, how do you get to Bob's site? How do you get to the Boomer site? You go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you land on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So you'll be able to go right in and see the Boomers products. I'm really glad we've got a crossover sale, and we've got the additional 11 products still at a buy one, get one half off. That's huge. And then go through the products and see, and go ahead and put your order in your cart, and you do it that way. And that's the best way to go. Now, come Monday, after Stephanie comes back, they'll have a little better ability on the phones. I wouldn't call unless you absolutely have to, because they'll be very busy. But the number to call, should you decide to call, and you should probably just put this number in the phone under Boomers, parentheses, Bob, and that'll remind you, oh, yeah, Boomers, Bob, the big call, there he is, 800-861-4609. 4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Eastern Daylight Time. And I'm going to try to call in Monday mid-morning and put in my order, because I'm out of a couple things. I don't want to take advantage of a couple sale items. So that's what you want to do. And thank you, Bob, for the testimonials. And I just think it's terrific that we have that product line and that we have you to help us work with it and use it and learn about it. Learn everything that we're learning about right now. So thank you for that. And let's get into some intel. All right. Now, I would like to talk, first of all, because Jeannie reminded me, and then Sue reminded me, of course, again, about the med beds. So here's what is new about the med beds since Tuesday. We have 18,000 med bed centers in the United States. Each center has two med beds in it. So 18 times 2, that's 36,000 med beds in 18,000 centers across the country. Say, well, that sounds like a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. But with a country with our population, you know, I could see where it would get pretty busy. Now, what about people that are homebound, that kind of are bedbound or in hospice or in situations like that? Guess what they've come up with? This started 6 months ago. I find out about it yesterday. 6 months ago. They have 8,000 mobile med bed units ready to roll. They are in used UPS trucks, those box trucks, you know, used FedEx trucks. Remember the box trucks that FedEx is still using? And in some box ambulances as well. So even though when somebody roars up the street in an ambulance, everybody looks out the window and says, oh, it's going to so-and-so's house. I wonder, you know, what's going on? Well, that's why if they use UPS and FedEx, in addition to some ambulances, it's everybody used to seeing FedEx and UPS trucks. So it's not going to be anything that seems out of the ordinary. But these mobile units will be able to go to the homes of people that are bedbound or wheelchair-bound or whatever, just easier to access them. Now, they are supposed to roll out, as well as the med bed centers being available starting the 9th or 10th of April. Now, the 10th would be a week from today. 9th would be the day before, which would be Wednesday. So that's terrific news that we didn't know until today. Med bed mobile units and med beds available starting the 9th or 10th of April. So that's really the med bed news that I had to bring. So where are we in this thing? Intel has been a little bit fractured, a little bit unable to assimilate quite everything into a perfect puzzle, but every day I've been getting a puzzle piece that's coming in and allowing this picture to be completed. And I'm just going to not go back a full week or a couple of days, but just say today the algorithms for the 800 numbers have been loaded, the emails, addresses with the toll-free numbers are loaded. But there was an issue today with funds that were sent from HSBC. These were bond funds sent from HSBC to Wells Fargo, and there was a snafu. There was a problem. It got solved, and it got rectified sometime this afternoon. and I am supposed to receive the 800 number any time now. In fact, it looked like I was going to have it for tonight's call. It looks like I didn't get it by tonight. So, I was hoping to be able to put it out tonight on the call. That's how close we are. Now, is it going to be tomorrow? I don't know. I would say it should be based on what I heard before the call tonight. But we'll have to see. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, we're very close on that. But I did hear something that I'm not quite 100% comfortable with. But this is interesting, and I think I should tell you guys. All right, let's say we put the 800 number out on the website, right, bigcalluniverse.com, and that Bob gets Raleigh to send out an email blast to the people that want the toll-free number sent to their email. And we do that, assuming that we're allowed to, we believe we will. And you're going to be getting emails from Wells Fargo servers. They know who the currency holders are. They know who the ZIM holders are, et cetera. So they're going to be sending those out. And let's say we get them. In fact, let's even say we get them tomorrow. Maybe noon, maybe 4 o'clock, whenever we get them, and we call to set our appointments. Now, what I'm understanding is that we'll set the appointment, but we'll call in to set the appointment. We'll go all the way to the Redemption Center. They'll talk to us, and then they will notify us in, I'm going to say, 3 days or so as to when our actual appointment will be. Time and day, time and day, time and day. Now, what's strange about that is if the numbers came out, let's say in the morning, and we called, we thought we'd go in immediately, right then, boom, even tomorrow afternoon or Saturday, right? But the information that I'm getting is saying that there's a slight wait where they're going to call us to let us know when the appointment actually will be. And I've said a long time ago to several people, getting the toll-free number is half the battle. Or in a way, we're over 50% there when we get the 800 number. But why would they wait a few days to let us know exactly when our appointment would be? Why? And I think I figured it out yesterday. I think what they're doing is they're just going to vet us as per the KYC, know your customer type rules, to make sure that the deep state is not getting in. They're not going to get in to this exchange. The other reason is, remember, well, there were a number, and I think the number was about 26,000 bonds that were bogus, counterfeit, whatever you want to call them. They could not match them up to owners or powers of attorney representatives of the bonds, and they just literally could not match them up, or they were bogus. They were counterfeit bonds. Well, it took a while, but it only took about 2 days to go through all those. And they found out who the people were that put those bonds out in that were bogus, and they picked them up and arrested them already. Well, that was a slight delay. That was a day and a half delay. So there are these little things. and we're at a very, very high security level. DEFCON 1 is the highest level of readiness for our military. And there have been meetings going on with NORAD, meetings going on with the Treasury, with military, all of this stuff that they're going through and running algorithms and running programs to see that we're good to go. And like I said, we were just about there before the call to where I really kind of thought I might get the number tonight. So, that being said, we're that close, and we need to keep pushing forward and believing for the 800 numbers to come. And then the next best thing to put it out tonight is going to be getting up with Bob and Raleigh and putting it, make sure we have the number correct and put it out on bigcalluniverse.com website. Now, Bob, here's the question. This number is primarily for the United States and I believe Canada can use it. But it's really not for the rest of the world, which would include Latin America, which would include Europe, which would include the Far East, include the Middle East, all the rest of the world, South Pacific, everything. So it's not going to do any good. Now, even with the amount of listeners that we have to the Big Call in Big Call Universe, Bob, can our servers withstand people going to our site to pick up that 800 number? I don't know how much the traffic will be, but I believe it would be, could be substantial. We'll see. But it's a real question. And I hope that when I get the number, I'll give it to the people that I have contacts for. And Sue can get it out to the pod. And, you know, we'll get it out, but obviously it would have been better had we been able to do it through the Big Call, like we're talking right now. So let's see what happens tomorrow. Let's see what happens. And there might be a way, I'm thinking out loud, Sue, Bob, there might be a way to do a special call and get it out. But the word would have to get out.
I don't understand I don't understand the design of this.
Here's the design. The design would be we can reach a lot of people if they were aware that we were going to put it out orally on the call. And that's why if we could do it two ways. We can obviously do another live call. Whenever the number comes out, assuming it comes out between now and Tuesday, I just reminded myself of some more intel. There's also the possibility that we could just do a recorded call, which essentially when we get the number, it's a celebration call. We could do a short recorded celebration call that would supersede this call tonight, and that call would have the number on it.
May I ask a question?
Possibility.
Here's what I want to make clear. When you said you asked Bob the whole purpose, first of all, they're going to get an email from Wells Fargo. That's number one. The people that bought the currency, they will get an email. That's their number one thing. Their backup, which I didn't hear Bob respond to, is to go to the Big Call website, and you're afraid that the website will crash because of the traffic.
BigCallUniverse.com is the site.
But Bob didn't respond to that.
I don't know if the site could handle a huge amount of traffic without a problem. That's true.
I don't think Bob, am I wrong? It's like a site getting traffic. Isn't it? It's not like they have to enter anything. They're just going and looking at it. Bob, are you there?
That's right.
Is he? I guess he's not there.
Not right now. I think he would have answered.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm thinking out loud too with that concept of another call that would be recorded that people would go to. But yeah, it's. Let me tell you, it would have been great had I gotten the call for tonight, if I'd have gotten the 800 number. But I don't have it, so I'm looking at alternatives that might. Now,
and
you're right.
Please,
I mean, the 800 number should come out in the emails from Wells Fargo. That's
Yes. I want people to understand and not get like what it's. We want to give them solidity.
It's dependent on
so you're
the,
going
yeah,
to
right.
get the 800 number. You want to be looking and checking your junk mail. You want to get that from your email. Your backup, in other words, they are not dependent on the big call per se, and there are
right,
other
exactly.
places they can go, so please don't worry. Don't get all, what is this?
Well, I'm not suggesting worry, and you shouldn't either.
Yeah. No, but it feels, feels a little blade.
No. Anyway, we'll deal with it. We'll figure it out. But I just wanted to let everybody know there is another piece of email I found out tonight that President Trump had spoken with the head of the CBI, which is really the CSI, or the SBI rather, Sovereign Bank of Iraq, and that is Alok. And also, you guys remember Dr. Sinan al-Shabibi, the former director of the CBI. He spoke to both of those gentlemen and said that this needs to go out, that Iraq needs to make sure they've done everything that they need to do, which I understand was already done, but they need to get everything done by the 8th of April. They need to have everything done. And I think they had to have it that the RV, so-called, would be on or before the 8th of April. On or before. So I think that is kind of a moot point. I believe they've already got everything that we know of accomplished. They've got lower denominations already in the ATMs and in the shops and so on. And they celebrated, and they just finished up Eid al-Fitr, another, Islamic holiday. They wrapped that up. I believe that was Tuesday that wrapped up. And so I think everything's ready from the perspective that we know of and that we're hearing from our Iraqi contacts. So, we'll see. I think the main thing I wanted to get across was the concept of when you call to set your appointment, the fact that they are looking to call you back with your appointment time and date. And there may be a verification process.
So let's run
process,
through that. I'm getting some
process,
feedback.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you need to know about it?
Okay, so let's just do a run through. I know, but what I want to do is
get the number.
Bruce, okay. I get the 800 number. I call,
uh-huh.
And then tell us what's going to happen.
When you call in, you'll go through the call center. The call center routes your call with you on it or gives you another number to call the redemption center that's indicated by your zip code, and you get connected to a live person at the redemption center. Ostensibly, this would be a person that would help you for your exchange and your redemption of ZIM. So that person takes your information down, and from what I understand, they contact you back about 2 or 3 days later and give you the actual time and day of your exchange. It's like a confirmation of the appointment. So this was totally new yesterday that I heard about this. Completely new piece of the puzzle. And we'll see how that works out. We'll see how that comes together. That's what I'm hearing is going to happen. So we will see what that looks like and how it feels when we get notified back, and maybe they notify us by phone call and or an email. I don't even know that aspect of the email. But I understand they're supposed to call you back with your appointment, time, and day as like a verification of it. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see what happens. In addition to that, this is the time to get in touch with Sue for the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 course. Those two courses. MedBed 100 is $100. The Quantum 100 is $100. Send an email to Sue to integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And make sure you tell her the name, your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email. And if you have PayPal, let her know. But you don't have to have PayPal. But she can create an invoice through PayPal, or you can go ahead and pay for it that way. That's fine. But go ahead and send these on out, because I don't know when the numbers are going to come out. Like I said, I thought they'd be out tonight, but they weren't yet. The night's not over yet, but the call's about to be. So I would say, let's go ahead and plan on getting in touch with Sue through that email tonight. Send her out an email. Tell her you'd like one or both of those classes, those courses, and that way she can handle those as soon as she can. Get those out. I think that's everything that I had intended to cover tonight. And I, you know, guys, it's weird when we're this close and we're almost one of the sources we had said we're at the finish line. Well, we're at the finish line, but we need to cross that finish line, and we need to cross it like you would run through the tape at the finish line. So we're at the finish line. And I've heard everything is done. Of course, we've heard that a lot. That's another banned phrase. Everything is done. But I believe it is finally done. Excuse me. And now we have to execute our part of it with faith and with action once the numbers are available. So you've got an email that would come from us. You've got an email that should be coming probably first from Wells Fargo. And then you've got the potential of having our number on bigcalluniverse.com. Now, anybody that isn't registered on our site needs to do that with their email so that we can send the 800 number email out to them, plus any future correspondence that we do when we're not doing any more live calls. If we do a call, for example, or I do a call, or Bob and I, or Sue, Bob, and I do a call that goes out as a podcast, we would put that link in an email to you. And then you just click on it and listen to it like you would any other link or podcast. So that's what the intention is. That's why we need to stay in touch so that we can tell you about the future plans that we've got for Rebuild America and Rebuild International and Veterans Retreat Network, Pastoral Retreat Network, etc. And we will plan to do some regional get-togethers, some regional meetings that we can get together in certain states. So let's see how all that comes together. Well, that's everything I wanted to say tonight, except thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, GCK. Thank you, Jeannie, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out all over the world. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening for so many years. This is very close. I think that we're right on the precipice of it going. So I'm hoping that we get some really good news, and I can get up with Bob tomorrow. We can put this information on the website and get those emails out. In the meantime, watch for your email. It could come anytime from Wells Fargo. All right. Thanks, everybody. Really enjoyed the call tonight, and I hope you did too. I hope we all learned something. And now let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that the information's come in, and we pray that the toll-free numbers would come, that I would receive them, and we could go ahead and put them out, hopefully tomorrow or Saturday, get them out so that everybody can set their appointments and get ready for these exchanges. Thank you that the med beds are coming and will be available on the 9th or 10th of April, including the mobile units, too, that are coming out. And thank you for all that you've done in our lives and for the Big Call and for everyone listening in Big Call Universe. Thank you for them. And thank you for our future together in helping to level out the playing field around the globe. We pray for President Trump, for the Vice President, for the Cabinet, and for everyone that is helping to move everything forward for our country. Make America great again, make America healthy again, make America wealthy again, everything that we're saying right now. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and let's have a great weekend. Let's keep an eye on the emails.